That's right, guys. Welcome back. It's your girl, Bevy J, and you're listening to Wait a Minute. Guys, this is my second episode. Part two is getting ready to drop in a matter of seconds. Did you guys think I was going to leave you high and dry on part one? No, it's a part two to this. So, guys, again, thank you for all of the love and support. And without further ado, the voice of man, Mr. Rick R. Austin.
That's like one of the most disrespectful things ever. Right. Not being hurt.
Right. Can you bounce back from that? You've been with somebody for years and you finally, because you know we be in these type of situations, as we call them, and when we get to this point of no return, but we're still there. Why?
But I think it's personal, Bevy, because certain people can live dead.
Wait a minute.
Wow.
I'm not about that. Like, live dead.
I get it, but for the people that don't get it, I get it, but I need you to explain that. I get it. I really do.
So, say
that again. Can we just rewind?
I think certain people can just live dead.
Wow.
And I'm not about that life. Like, mm-hmm. I believe I'm crazy enough and hopeful enough to believe in something more than that there's more than that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But some people can live in a relationship that they're married to this person, but it really is a roommate thing. Married to this person, but it's absolutely dry. It's mm-hmm. the damn Saharan desert.
Mm-hmm.
And you know where that desert is.
Right?
ain't been no water there in years. My God, you know, we have women in this country that will openly say that they've never had an orgasm with their husband. That is, like, crazy to me.
Yes, that's crazy.
I mean, I'm not trying to take it all to sex like that.
No,
but
it's okay.
It's an indicator of what's going on.
Right.
And part of women, for any men that might be listening, mm-hmm. brothers.
Mm.
Orgasms start in the morning, not at night. What's that mean? You gotta talk to her during the day. Drop her notes during the day.
Man.
Get some thank you cards and put them on the car unexpectedly.
Wow.
It don't cost a whole lot of money.
Tell them.
What's she like? Do she like Dove soap? Get that Dove soap. She like chocolate? Get some chocolate, put it together in a basket, wrap it up in cellophane paper, and say, baby, I love you. Here you go.
Wow.
Like, she wants to know that you're thinking about her at different times in the day.
Wow. That's all.
And then the sub-Saharan desert goes away.
I got to put you on Front Street real quick. You single?
Can we go to the next subject, please?
Okay, okay.
I am single. Yes, I'm single, but I come from 10 years experience being married and divorced.
Okay.
And I've been out here in these streets struggling for 7 years trying to find my Eve.
Okay. Wow. Ladies. Wow. Rick?
Yeah.
Boy, you done started up something. You know that, right?
Well, you know, iron sharpens iron. We just trying to, you know, have a conversation here.
That's what it's about.
Yeah.
Just everyday conversation, you know?
Yep.
Wow. So how can they find you? Because I would want to find you after this. Because you literally spit so much. And that's just what it's all about. You know what I'm saying? This is what you know so far. This is what I know so far. And we both collided together. And I know they want to know where they can reach you, especially since you're getting ready to drop your book soon.
Right. So I won't be claiming that I'm super active on social media, but you can find
me. After today, he will. Trust me. I'm going to stay on him. I'm going to hold you to that.
So you can find me at Rick R. Austin on Instagram. Rick R. Austin is my handle. That's my name. So.
Okay.
Ain't no guile in it.
Okay. Well, I thank you, brother. I definitely want to invite you back in a couple of weeks.
Oh, my
because
pleasure.
I got so many questions. Ladies, matter of fact, if you have a question you want to ask him, bring it from a man's perspective, because as ladies, we need to hear that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we need to, because we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Right. And sometimes we, you know, we want to think like a man. Is that okay?
Right. Can we think like men? I mean, if you need that sanity check, am I crazy?
Right.
Hit me up. Because I'm going to keep it 100. I'm not going to always side with the brothers. Hey, brothers, if you pissed off about that, that's too bad.
Right.
You got to keep it real, guys.
Wow. Thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Wow. I'll see you soon.
Very soon.
Hey, guys. Thank you for listening to Wait a Minute with Bevy J. And I'll catch y'all really soon.